The democratically controlled U.S. House of Representatives voted to authorize a public impeachment inquiry targeting President Trump. This after weeks of testimony behind closed doors about his efforts to push Ukraine to investigate his political opponents. The votes were along party lines, with the exception of two Democrats who sided with Republicans in Mr. Trump's party. Meanwhile, a former top Trump advisor has been appearing on Capitol Hill at the House, or as the House votes to move ahead with the impeachment probe's next phase. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Tim Morrison is the first White House political appointee to appear in the probe and could be key in the effort to impeach the president. A day after leaving the National Security Council, Morrison confirmed some aspects of earlier reports about the president pushing Ukraine to mount political investigations, telling impeachment investigators he had raised concerns. But Morrison also contradicted other testimony. GOP lawmakers are portraying his opening remarks as shifting the debate in the president's favor. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More provocations from North Korea as world leaders attempt to persuade its leader, Kim Jong-un, from engaging in any more nuclear testing and development. We get more from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
North Korea fired what appeared to be two ballistic missiles into the sea on Thursday, Japan says. The two projectiles landed in the sea between the Korean Peninsula and Japan, according to the latter's Coast Guard and the South Korean military. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned the alleged act, saying it threatened Japan's national and regional peace and security, and said North Korea's repeated launches this year showed it wanted to improve its missile capabilities.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting, and this is VOA News. According to the FBI, the agency is investigating more than 2,000 cases tied to groups designated by the United States as foreign terrorist organizations. It's a figure that reflects the persistent threat posed by outfits such as Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah. The FBI's renewed focus on foreign terrorist organizations and their members partly reflects the quiet resurgence in recent years of Al-Qaeda. There are currently 68 individual groups on the U.S. State Department's list of foreign terrorist organizations. Islamic State has confirmed the death of its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, meanwhile naming a new leader. This is days after President Donald Trump announced the terrorist leader was killed Saturday during a U.S. military raid in Syria. The group's news agency confirmed the death of the IS spokesman as well, Abu Hassan al-Muhajir, who U.S. officials said was killed a day later in an operation near Syria's border with Turkey. Hong Kong police fired tear gas to break up masked anti-government protesters mingling with Halloween revelers near the upmarket club district of Lan Kwai Fong on Thursday after a standoff lasting hours. Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Tear gas was fired to disperse the demonstrators after a standoff that lasted hours. Many of them were dressed in black, wearing now-banned face masks. Some wore costumes reminiscent of the new movie Joker. Guy Fawkes masks were another popular choice. Shouts of "Give us back Halloween" rang out as police pushed crowds with their shields. Groups were penned in by authorities trying to keep the protesters away. Demonstrations have gripped the Chinese-ruled city for 5 months in a sometimes violent response to perceived Chinese meddling with its promised freedoms. The unrest hasn't just affected Hong Kong's streets, though. It has also hit its economy hard.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. A Turkish defense minister said Thursday his country is negotiating with Russia to return 18 people believed to be Syrian government troops. He said the soldiers were captured near the northern Syrian town of Ras El Ain, the epicenter of Turkey's October military offensive in northeastern Syria. Turkey has since ended its invasion of Syria through two ceasefires brokered by the U.S. and Russia. The PAC's call on Kurdish fighters to pull 30 kilometers away from the Turkish border, where Syrian government forces would assume positions. Much of Los Angeles suburbs are under an unprecedented extreme red flag warning because of powerful winds hampering efforts to battle the wildfires. The National Weather Service created the new warning specifically because of the hot, dry Santa Ana winds that blow in from the desert and valleys. Firefighters say the flames are burning near one area in Los Angeles were about 40% contained on Thursday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.